comments, questions? Hearing none, let's continue to move on.
Okay, the next item, number 27, recreational trail program awards. We'd like to maybe ask to postpone that until the next commission meeting. The recreational trails advisory council met in June and approved the project that has been submitted for trails federal funding assistance in there. Right now we're working on the approval process and getting notification out to those folks. Right now this don't get too far out ahead of ourselves with the notifications that have to go on, you know, those trail projects. But the next month we also expect to have the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant awards ready for your consideration there as well. So we could probably next month use both of those grant programs as an information item for the commission and still prepare the funds on there.
All right. Update us on Lewis and Clark.
Okay. Actually, this fire was actually at North Point Recreation Area, so there's a little typo there with the location fire. But Chris will pull up just a few slides that I kind of threw together real quick just to give an update on a fire that started at North Point Recreation Area by Pittstown on July 3rd, this last weekend. It was a very hot, windy day on that day this weekend. That's kind of those days where you just kind of cross your fingers and you hope that nothing sparks out there on the landscape. Because it's just, actually, when you got temperatures in the 90s, low humidities, and strong, sustained winds like that, it kind of puts you on guard. But the fire did spark up and take off there on that day. It was reported at about 2:15 p.m. when the local fire department got the call that there was a fire that was starting right on the north edge of Pittstown there. Again, it was a very hot, windy day throughout the state there. And, the wind got to 20 to 30 miles per hour, temps in the low to mid 90s. That fire took off with the dry conditions that are in that area and around the state. It didn't take too long for that fire to kind of get rolling there. So, in all, it consumed about 150 acres, most of that which was in the park. There are several fire departments on the scene, but they did have substantial containment at about 7 p.m. That evening. That red line there kind of shows the general burn area is divided by one. I believe the Wagner Fire Department there is what the general area of the burn is. You can see some of the buildings to the south, those are kind of like the north edge of Pittstown, and then the park boundary is just right north of those buildings there. So once it within the park, you know, most of the burn occurs within the park. We don't have a lot of structures in this area of the park. Probably the main facility that exists here is the beach area there, which is this area kind of off to the left there. It's a very popular swim beach that occurs there. So in the end, no structures were destroyed. We did have an archery range that was in there where I think some targets and maybe the archery trail were damaged or destroyed there a little bit. But no buildings or significant facilities were harmed. And more importantly, nobody was injured or severely hurt in that fire. So that was a good thing there. We did have a lot of beach goers there at the beach when that fire broke out there. And some of them were evacuated, but at some point that road that goes into the beach was overtaken by smoke and flames. And some folks were kind of staged and held at that swim beach area there. And I believe staff made some boats available if they needed to get out of there. We had some boats available there to help take the boats out of there. But luckily, the fire didn't get that far to the beach, and everybody was safe there. Under the advisement of the local officials, we did evacuate the entire park. We had a lot of campers there, and our campground is off a couple bays to the west there, not real close to the fire, but just out of a safety precaution. And the fact that there's still a lot of hot spots with that fire still there going into that evening, we decided to evacuate all the campers and all the folks within the entire park there. mop up those hot spots and tend to the fire well overnight. And we're able to call folks and allow folks to back into the park and back into the campground early in the morning. Obviously, a big shout out and thanks to all the fire departments, first responders, and local agencies that assisted with that fire. They sprung into action quickly, and there's a lot of folks that helped with that effort. And I know some of the things I've seen that the Armour Fire Department, Gandy, Geddes, Lake Calling, Six Pounder being in Wagner Fire Department all responded and cooperated in putting that fire out. So, big thanks to those folks for that. Post fire here, there was a lot of trees in that area there, and it was a hot fire. And we don't expect there to be a lot of survival with that fire there. Obviously, the native grass areas and those we're hoping will come back with minimal need to restore those, but we're not expecting a lot of tree survival there. And but we do plan on getting some of our foresters from Custer State Park or the Division of Resource Conservation and Forestry to come in and assess if that burn here in the coming weeks or next spring when things kind of start to green up again, to see what kind of restoration or reclamation effort is needed there. But yeah, we're in the very early stages of that right now, trying to assess what the next step is for rehabilitation of the area. But actually, we do not expect to be allowed to use it to survive that fire. So that kind of covers that. That was an aerial shot of the burn there that occurred there, and we're glad to take any questions.
All right, good report. Any questions from the questions? Hearing none. All right, revenue stamping and visitation report.
Okay. Well, the summer continues to be very busy, and in the park, we had a good 4th of July around the state, very hot temperatures. Some reports that the temperatures are maybe a little hot. It's going to keep a few folks at home, especially that hot, windy day on Saturday in some areas. Maybe some folks didn't come out as much. But overall, a great weekend. And, extremely busy, and just keeping folks on the water, enjoying everything there, and just the amount of people that were around for the weekend. And June was a good month in terms of camping. We're up about 8% still for year-to-date numbers, and the month of June was up 11%. So, across the board, fishing is doing well in the Missouri River. Custer State Park is really experiencing a lot of increased use, and just folks wanting to get out on the water or get out on a trail is showing very well. But page 46, you'll see there's the revenue report there as well. Park entrance license sales are still about even with last month. Our combo licenses are higher than last year, but we're at or a little bit above entrance license sales for last year. You can see the Custer State Park and Haley permits are indicative of what's going on at Custer State Park. They're just seeing many droves and droves of people coming to Custer State Park. So they're having a huge year there. That those sales reflect that. The visitation report is probably not an official report there. We've got a few districts that we've got some glitches in their traffic counters, so we're still tweaking that. But again, we're seeing increases. So over last year, the day use at Custer State Park is up 37%. And we're seeing a little bit of some fluctuations there in June with some other parks, but overall, we are still backing up. We're still very, very busy month, and we expect July to continue.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the commission? Hearing none. All right. Thank you, Al.